Hello, everybody, and welcome to Great North Adventures Podcast, episode 19. Today's date is Friday, November 22nd, 2019, and this is the weekly review of my motorcycle trip from the Arctic Ocean to the Antarctic Ocean. Odometer reading this week is 56,666, the number of good luck, obviously. We did 1,500 Ks this week. We started at the Damned Lake near San Luis in Argentina, and we made it to San Carlos de Bariloche, also in Argentina. So we've got on Highway 40 now. It's like the adventure route on the way to Ushuaia. It follows the mountains and the lake region and all that stuff. Lots of adventure activities, whitewater rafting, canyoning, rock climbing, hiking, the whole stuff. So pretty cool section of road and good places to go. The roads are in really good shape down here. We did about 60 Ks of dirt track this week, which was also not a bad road. So everything's been pretty good. And we took 2 days off this week. Rest the back, rest the body, do some laundry. Graydon had some bike maintenance to work on this week that I'll cover a bit later. And yeah, just kind of get some R&R before the home stretch. Some highlights this week. Saw the coolest paint job on an 18-wheeler that I've ever seen in my entire life. It was painted like horrible gold yellow. And it had on the back a painting of Jason Statham leaned up against an Aston Martin. And on each door there was a close-up mural of Paul Walker's face. So definitely just a magical paint job. Really happy that the guy spent the money to do it just so I could get a bit of enjoyment out of it. And it was really, really, really funny. Got a good laugh on the bike of that one. Some good canyon driving this week. Route 40, as I said, follows the foothills and the mountains and all that stuff. So winding by rivers, deep gorges, up and down, side to side, all the good stuff. Not really any sections that I remember in particular of the location, but yeah, just some nice cool sections. Been reminding us a lot of Colorado, Utah, and that sort of stuff. We're on the dry side of the mountains here, so it's kind of, we're still getting cactus, and reminding us a bit of there. And then Bariloche here, where we are today, is basically like a version of Banff, just on steroids, right by the lake, big mountains, nice fancy shops. Yeah, pretty cool little town if you were down here. And another highlight this week, we were driving along, entering a town, and they have those elevated walkways with the stairs on either side for people to cross busy streets. And there was like a troop of three dogs sitting there. And I got to watch them run up the walkway, run across, go down the other side, you know. So they definitely knew what they were doing and had been there before. So that was pretty funny as well. A low light this week, if we got to choose one, it's just the lineups. Everywhere you go, Patagonia's doesn't have that many services, so when you do find a gas station, a bank, a grocery store, anything like that, there's usually people there at every time of the day, and always a line. So we've had to kind of build in a bit more time to just hang out and, you know, wait to get life stuff done, as opposed to just popping in, taking out money, or, you know, grabbing a quick couple things from the store. So been lining up for gas, taking, I think one time took us about 45 minutes to get up to the pump. So the lineups this since we've been getting down here are getting pretty crazy. And the scariest moment this week, we were coming into Bariloche, and the winds just started funneling through the mountains, and I don't know what, maybe it was just a particular windy day, but it was super duper crazy. The winds were blowing us sideways, you know, almost blowing us a full lane over. So when you're traveling at high speeds and you're doing a corner, and then a gust of wind comes, it can really throw you off a little bit there, and your balance and the line that you take into the corner and out of the corner can change quite rapidly. And it's always mysterious. You can't plan for the wind because you can't see it. That was the scariest moment this week, but made it through, and hopefully we'll get lucky with the weather like we have been pretty well, and miss out on those really, really windy days. Only a few critters this week. Classic rabbits. Rabbits are back. Big, juicy looking hares, so like that. Saw some deer the other day. First ones that we've seen in quite a while. Definitely different than the ones we had at home. These were like a dark chocolatey, like velvety looking critter. So they were pretty pretty interesting, and they had these weird shaped ears on them, kind of like clover shaped ears. So yeah, new type of deer to see, and that was pretty cool. And saw partridge as well, so pretty similar to not a grouse, but a quail, but just really, really big, elongated, looked like a tasty little guy as well. Went fishing a few times this week. Went in the morning on that dammed lake, but didn't have any luck. Spooked a decent one off the shore, but just couldn't figure out what they were feeding on there. We kind of got, we weren't able to get food one night. The grocery store wasn't open till 5:30, and we were in town at about 3, and then we still needed to get some kilometers done that day, so skipped out on town, had a couple of packages of backup soup, so didn't go hungry, but tried to catch a couple fish in this dirty brown washed out river, and yeah, didn't happen there either. But since we got to Patagonia, and have been following along these glacier-fed streams and freestone rivers and stuff like that, went out 2 nights ago and was able to hook into a, or bring 3 fish into shore, and had a lot more bites and yeah, a lot more hookups, but barbless hooks, kind of, you don't get every one of them in for sure, and they weren't monster fish, so they were just short striking and biting the tail, and you know, they would come up and rise for the dry fly but not take it fully, so yeah, lots of action, but was able to bring 3 in. So some bike maintenance this week. Braden and I both got new rear tires and installed them, but we were, Braden's had a pretty rough week this week, and I'll give you a bit more details here. We woke up on the first morning at the dammed lake, and his tire was flat, so I think that the valve just kind of gave way there, so we put the spare in, drove about 400, 450 Ks that day, and then bought the new tires. And installed them that night as well. So that's 2 tire changes in the one day. Then woke up in the next morning and the tire was flat again. So took the tire off, replaced the tube again, and got driving. So there's 3 tire changes. And then we were driving for about 50 Ks and the tire went flat again. So we had to take it off, put the patch tube in that we had just taken out that morning, and put it back on. So there's 4 tire changes in about 28 hours, so that's kind of pain in the bum for sure. But the patches are holding, the tube's holding good. We made it like 3 or 4 days after that, no issues, so everything's good. The new tires are great. Yeah, just makes me realize how much sooner I should have changed the tire, but no worse for wear, so everything's all good there. Did an oil change this week, and then when I had my tires off to, or my tire off to change it, I greased the bearings on the rear side there, changed my brake pads on both front and back, and, yeah, when we got to later on in the week, we were driving, and Braden noticed, some oil on his shoes, so he seems to have developed an oil leak from his oil filter housing. So we've put some gasket maker on that and sealed her back up. So hopefully that'll be, we'll test it out today, but hopefully that'll be the fix that we need. And, you know, just every time we'll toss some gasket maker on there and, yeah, hope for the best. And then when we got to Bariloche, we parked in the hostel driveway and we noticed that there was just a big puddle of liquid on the ground. And somehow Braden had sprung a leak in his radiator. So who knows if we got hit by a rock or just the heat and the pressure built up and didn't circulate properly and, you know, popped out of the weak spot. But he took it to a professional radiator guy. He welded it all up and should be good to go again. Again, we're going to be testing it out today, so we'll let you know next week what's happening. So, our final thought this week, you know, the closer we get to the end, the more serious kind of all our decisions become. I don't think that we ever thought we'd make it this far, but we have. And now that we're, you know, within spitting distance of the end, we're really excited. And, you know, again, if we, you know, do we change this? Do we do that? Which way do we go? How many Ks? Like, we don't want to burn out the bikes. We don't want to crash. We don't want to do this. So it seems like every decision has a little more importance to it this the past week or so. Well, that's it for me. Thank you so much for listening. Love you all, and we'll talk to you again soon. Okay, bye.